Welcome to Eat, Capture, Share, the podcast for food bloggers, food lovers, and everyone in between. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host. Episode 24. Does your Instagram bio, your Instagram grid, really showcase your strengths? Does it tell people what service you offer, what you do, what you're about, what sets you apart? A lot of the times I have noticed that my clients who I support through Instagram mentoring aren't really clear about their brand message, their positioning, their niche, or perhaps they are, but they're not always sure how to communicate it to the wide world, to the Instagram audience that they have, that they want to grow. And with that in mind, today's bonus episode of the Eat, Capture, Share podcast is a mentoring session that you get to listen in on. So for those of you who are new here, I do Instagram mentoring sessions where I help people like yourself, people in the food industry or food bloggers, food photographers, creatives, really fine-tune their Instagram, make it better, and set the foundation for it to grow into the amazing platform that it can be. That's because it's my belief that if you have crafted a beautiful Instagram bio and profile, you are more likely to attract the right people and repel the people that don't need what you have to offer. And it is this exact problem that Anna, who I'm working with in this episode, was struggling with. She has a very clear business. She's a nutritional therapist based down in Valencia in Spain, and she has an audience already on Instagram. She's got a YouTube channel, but she is ambitious and she wants to grow that into something even more profitable. And she really wants to help as many people as she can with the services that she offers. Yet she was struggling to define what set her apart and also who she was speaking to. So though my guess is that most of you tuning in are not nutritional therapists, I beg you to still listen to this episode, especially the first 15 minutes or so, if nothing else. I mean, the whole entire episode is really helpful for anyone, even if you're not a nutritional therapist, but especially the first 15 minutes where we explore, better said, where I ask her questions about herself and her business and Instagram. And those questions, I would urge you to grab a piece of paper, a pen, and to write those down. Then, when the podcast episode is over, to ask yourself those questions and to see whether the answers you provide are connected to the Instagram profile that you currently have out on the internet. And if it isn't, to fine-tune and tweak it so that it is much more aligned with what you are actually about and what your message you want to convey. Now, I'm guessing this sounds a little bit airy-fairy and a little bit complicated, but if you listen in, it'll all make sense, so please bear with me. A few more things that I'd like to say before we move straight into the episode. And the first thing is I have a little cheat sheet that has 6 tools that I use pretty much daily, or at least every time I go on Instagram, to really leverage my time on Instagram. That cheat sheet is available for you for free, and it accompanies this podcast episode, episode 24. So if you'd like that cheat sheet, if you want to know what tools I use to leverage my Instagram, then please head to the show notes for this episode and sign up to the mailing list so you receive that PDF straight into your inbox. If you are already on the mailing list, you do not need to sign up again. All PDFs, this one as well as all the others connected to the previous episodes, are saved inside our creative community, the Eat, Capture, Share creative community on Facebook, and or are probably attached in one of the emails that I've sent out to you. So make sure to check your inbox. If you're stuck, do let me know. The other thing to say is if you feel that you're a little bit stuck with your Instagram, if you would love my input and my advice, I am seeing clients throughout July. I'm not seeing clients in August, but I am seeing clients throughout July. So if you want to work with me one-to-one, please get in touch at kimberly@thelittleplantation.co.uk. I'll also include a link to my Instagram mentoring page in the show notes so you can check out prices before you get in touch and also get a better sense of what the mentoring session includes. Alternatively, this July, on the 13th of July, 2019, I'm running a one-day masterclass. It's, well, actually more like an hour or two of a live masterclass, a paid-for class where I take up to 10 students and we together deep dive into the issues that we touch on here, but looking at your specific situations, you get to ask me questions. So it's very similar to what you're listening to here, but in a group setting. So again, if you're interested in that, please check out the show notes. And if the masterclass is already sold out by the time this goes live, then still get in touch because I can put you on the waiting list for the next masterclass. Right. Without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Anna, and I hope you enjoy this bonus episode. Just so I'm sure that I understand 100% what we're focusing on today and that okay. I can help you in the best sort of way. So you very helpfully completed your form and we kind of had a couple of emails back and forth. Mm-hmm. So I know that one of the things you'd like to focus on is to grow your audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And then the second one was kind of in relation to... with that kind of grow your business to get mm-hmm. more clients.
That's right.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you do and how until this point you have used Instagram for your business?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I am very focused in my consultation. I do online consultations and also consultations here in Valencia, in Spain. Mm-hmm. So this is my main business now, mm-hmm. and I am very focused on that. So, and also I have a website and a blog, and I publish and I write things about health and about nutrition and science, all related with health and nutrition issues. Mm-hmm. And I share recipes, recipes related with my kind of nutrition or the kind of nutrition that I practice. Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing that I do now in my business. But I plan in the near future to do more things with this. So I am planning to maybe to write a book, mm-hmm. and also maybe to do courses, online nutrition courses. So I am now I am trying to maybe to plan, mm-hmm. you know, to plan if it's necessary maybe to have a big audience, mm-hmm. to do this kind of things. You know, I don't know if I need a big audience to succeed, mm-hmm. with my future plans, mm-hmm. or I can do it at the same time, or maybe it doesn't matter because if I publish a book maybe in 1.5 years, I can use this book to grow my audience, mm-hmm. or is it better to grow my audience first and then to publish the book, or you know, I don't know if
yes. What's I better? Totally understand. You know what? I'm going to write this down as we're okay. talking, but I kind of wanted to go a couple of steps back because, okay. you know, actually last week I was speaking to somebody and, you know, the same thing came up. I think sometimes when we do something like we do nutritional consultations or uh-huh. we offer whatever nutritional advice or whatever it is, we are so in what we do and we so understand what we're about that we think that everybody else understands it too.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm a nutritional therapist and I can imagine what it is you offer. But if I put myself in the shoes of somebody who isn't a nutritional therapist, and if I stumble on your Instagram page, I wouldn't know what, first of all, lots of people don't actually know what nutritional therapy is, mm-hmm. what it involves, how it is different from being or working with a dietitian, mm-hmm. and what exactly that means. And so that's number one. And I'd be really interested in us kind of working around clarifying what you offer and mm-hmm. how it's different. And then the other thing is, some nutritional therapists help with weight loss, and some nutritional therapists help with thyroid disorders. Or so, you know, my question to you also would be, is there something that you feel particularly passionate about? Something that you've noticed that lots of the clients that come to you are struggling with? Mm-hmm. So those are my two kind of initial thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So about the first question, I studied a career here in Spain, is biotechnology. And then I did a master in biomedicine. Mm-hmm. And then I went to London to study nutritional therapy at the CNM. So now I'm practicing here in Spain for about 4 years, more or less. Mm-hmm. And the difference between a nutritional therapist and a dietitian, basically, is that we don't use diets. Mm-hmm. We don't use diets. We use changes in food and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we use substitutions and things like that instead of diets. Mm-hmm. And so we use food as medicine, you know, to say it mm-hmm. in an easy way. So we use food and lifestyle changes to address the root causes in the problems that people that have the people who comes to our consultations. Mm-hmm. So we try to address this. We try to address what could be the possible causes mm-hmm. of the concerns that our patients clients have, mm-hmm. And then when we have the possible causes, we try to address these causes with nutrients and lifestyle mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. So this is the main thing that we mm-hmm. that we do.
Hmm. Okay, and then from your 4 years experience,
yes,
do you treat everyone, or not treat actually, do you see or do you support people with any sort of issues, or is there something that you're noticing that people are coming to you specifically again and again?
Yes, the thing is that I see lots of different illness in people that come to my consultation, mm-hmm. But maybe gut problems or gut related problems are the main issues that I handle with, you know, and also problems related with inflammation and inflammatory diseases. But also I have a lot of people with cancer mm-hmm. that need nutritional. They are looking for nutritional support during their treatments and during their recovery, and you know, and so in fact, I think the less things I see in my consultation is weight loss problems. Mm-hmm. You know, problems related with weight. I think I see more inflammatory problems or cancer problems or mm-hmm. metabolic problems.
Yeah. So, are most of your clients Spanish?
Yes, the majority of them are Spanish, but also I have some clients from another countries that I see them in Skype, through Skype, mm-hmm. and also here in Valencia I also saw clients in English mm-hmm. because they are from another part of the world, but they live here and they are looking for this kind of nutrition or this kind of therapy.
Are you trying to grow your online
consultation client roster? Like, is that what you're trying to use Instagram for? Is it more for your Skype consultations or not?
Yes, it is one of the my main goals to grow my business in terms of consultations. Mm-hmm. But I will also want to maybe to prepare the terrain mm-hmm. for my next projects, because mm-hmm. with consultations only, my business is not very big. You know, it's difficult to have a real business just with consultation nowadays. Yes. You know, so I need to focus in maybe in education or, you know, in another part of the nutrition world, because only with consultation is difficult to have a
I get that. And do you see mainly women or not necessarily?
I see mainly women, because I think that women are more maybe conscious about nutrition, and you know. Mm-hmm. But I have also a lot of men in my mm-hmm. in my consultation. So I see mainly women, but I have lots of men also.
Yeah. And then the book that you're planning on writing, is mm-hmm. that going to focus on inflammation? Is it going to focus on gut, or is it going to be a general nutrition book?
Yes, in this book I would like to focus in general nutrition. Okay. So I would like,
why do you want to do that?
Because I would like to write the book that I wanted maybe to in the past to have in my hands mm-hmm. when I started to care about my health, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I would like to write a book that maybe could serve as a guide to have this book science-based, and to resolve all the doubts that people have related to nutrition, to health, to mm-hmm. to this food is good, is not good for me, what diet is better, why I'm hearing that this kind of food is not good for me. And, you know, to explain people why, because for me it's very important to explain things mm-hmm. to make people conscious about that issue, you mm-hmm. know.
And do you only, like, are you plant-based nutritional therapist?
Uh-huh.
So you just do plant-based, and like, would you ever tell your clients to eat meat or eggs? Is that something that you tell, or are you like strictly vegan, vegetarian based?
I'm a plant-based nutritionist because mm-hmm. I'm plant-based personally, mm-hmm. but I don't recommend my patients to be 100% plant-based. Mm-hmm. It's not science supported, you know. Mm-hmm. There are cases like, for example, cardiovascular disease, that it is very, very recommend, very good for these people who have cardiovascular diseases to have a plant-based diet, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of studies that said this statement. Mm-hmm. So just I recommend 100% plant-based in the cases that I think it could be very beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. In the other cases, I'm always try to reduce animal protein to a minimum, but and I encourage people to take the more beneficial animal protein. Okay. You know, the less damaging animal protein.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my thoughts are, like, we've just spent whatever 10 minutes of you telling me what you do. And the reason I needed to ask those questions is because when I look at your profile on Instagram, mm-hmm. I do not see those things. So it doesn't say in your profile, for example, that you're a plant-based expert. It doesn't say that your knowledge base and experience is working with, you know, optimal nutrition for cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mention your knowledge and understanding of gut health. It doesn't mm-hmm. talk about inflammation. And so what now I see is something very kind of generic, which says nutrition, health, wellness, and science, which doesn't tell me anything.
Yes.
So I really think, you know, it'd be really helpful for you to re-listen to the first 10 minutes of our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Really pull out some of the key things that you yourself identify as your strength and your experience base, and then pull those into your Instagram bio. Because right now, your Instagram bio is very vanilla. It's very general.
Okay.
So if I'm looking for somebody to work, you know, on gut health or something, I wouldn't know to go to you because there's no mention. And the other thing is that you've got 4 years experience of working with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 4 years experience plus 3 years of study. That's almost a decade of really digging deep into the world of nutrition.
Yes.
And nowhere does it say that. Nowhere do I know that. So mm-hmm. all those things, you know, from a client perspective, are things that I'd want to know. And of course, you know, Instagram doesn't allow you to put so many words, but pulling out the most essential things, thinking about, you know, the clients that you now have, what is it that they have in common? Inflammation, gut issues, whatever. You know, what are the key things that at the moment are bringing you business? What are the key things that you have lots of experience in? And maybe making that kind of front and center. Because I think a sort of very general nutrition just...
Yes.
Yeah, is so... Yeah. You know, and I think part of the whole issue around nutrition is that everything's so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would love, you know, especially if I'm plant-based, I'd love to work with somebody who has that knowledge, that experience, that understanding, who's not going to try and force feed me whatever meat to up my protein. So, you know, all those things are going to help you find your people and your for your people to find you. So, you know, not getting that bio right, I think is really... you know, going to stop you
okay.
from growing your audience. So that's kind of my first thought. My second thought is that I think you're really right in wanting to grow your audience in preparation for your book. And I think it's great for you to really use Instagram as an opportunity to market what you do and to start today, even if the book doesn't come out for another 3 years, you know,
yes.
The marketing starts today. So I think that's a great way of thinking it about it. And then, you know, the flip side is a book, I mean, unless you sell 100,000 copies and, you know, it goes incredible and whatever, which nothing to say that it won't. But generally speaking, a book is not a moneymaker.
Okay.
What you need to look at it as is another marketing opportunity. So again, I think your thinking is right that you need the bigger your audience to launch your book, the better. And then your launching of the book will allow your audience to grow further. So a book is great. And I think if you do that, it will be amazing. And also, I think it will really help position you as an expert. And I would invite you maybe to see if you can have some preliminary discussions with an agent or a publisher and to see what they think of your idea, because my sense is if you focus on one or two things in particular, like gut health or inflammation or cancer, my instinct is that that's probably going to be, first of all, that, you know, you can write 700 pages just on gut health, right? Like yeah. That's such a big topic. But I think being a little bit more specific and drawing a little bit more on the experience that you have mm-hmm. is going to be, it's really going to be helpful for you to market the book
mm-hmm.
and for it to be more accessible than a general nutrition book. Okay. I think a general nutrition book could be good for people like you who want to study nutrition or, you know, who have a more kind of sciencey based interest.
Yes.
And if that's your audience, great. But it kind of sounds like your audience is really your clients. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would really kind of, I don't know what the market is like in Spain. I don't know what books have been published. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would say it'd be really good to see if you can have some preliminary discussions,
okay,
as to what an agent would advise you around that. Does mm-hmm. that make sense so far?
Yes. Yes, totally. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing I would say is if, you know, you want to grow your business and grow your audience for your book or courses or whatever other things that you're planning, which I think are great, by the way.
Thank you.
I think, you know, like look at Instagram as a part of that plan. Mm-hmm. And use Instagram really strategically. And we can talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. But actually, I think it's really good to have to be aware that it's actually very hard to sell things directly through Instagram, especially if you don't have that swipe up option in your stories.
Yes.
It's very hard. Generally, it's hard. So I have the swipe up function. I can tell you it's very hard to sell things mm-hmm. On Instagram. And maybe it looks like other people are selling stuff like, you know, like crazy. It's not true. It's very hard to convert Instagram, mm-hmm. your Instagram audience into people who spend money.
Okay.
And so, you know, just to bear that in mind. So if you're going to put your heart and soul into a book and relying on 5,000 or 10,000 Instagram followers to make those book sales, that's probably not going to be wise.
Yeah.
And so... Yes. So instead, what I would do is use Instagram not so much, don't think of it so much as these are potential clients who are going to spend money with me, but use it as a marketing tool almost. Use it to showcase what you've got. Use it to understand and get feedback from your audience. Because all that information can then feed into the book or the courses that you create. Mm-hmm. So if you notice that when you do an Instagram story about gut health, that you have way more people asking questions than if you do it about cancer treatments, for example,
okay. Yeah.
Then that tells you something about where your audience is at and what their needs are. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of you communicating with your audience communicating with you and responding to their need, mm-hmm. you know, rather than I'm going to prep this so that, you know, they're going to buy my book, because yeah. It doesn't quite work like that.
Throughout the summer, I will be releasing a few bonus episodes of the Eat, Capture, Share podcast. It's to help bridge the gap between season 2 ending and season 3 starting back up in the autumn. If you want to be sure not to miss a single episode, please go to your most favorite podcast app and hit the subscribe button. It would so make my day and will ensure you don't miss a single thing. Also, if you're really enjoying this Instagram mentoring session, then be sure to listen to episode 4 and episode 13, where you get to tune in and listen in on 2 more Instagram mentoring sessions, just like this one. All right, now back to the podcast.
Okay.
Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
So if you want to, so instead, the 2 things that I would focus on if book buyers or course buyers is what you're looking or aiming for is, one, I would create like a website, which I know you have, mm-hmm. Update that regularly, and then really focus on Google and SEO.
Okay.
Because if, you know, I always use this analogy, like I would not... If I were looking to be treated by a nutritional therapist or a dentist, mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to Instagram. I wouldn't yes. type in best dentist in London in Instagram and see what comes up.
Yeah.
I would go to Google.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if I'm typing in best dentist in London, it's not only because I'm looking for a dentist, but it's because I'm willing to spend money with a dentist. You know what I mean?
Yes.
For you. So if I'm in Valencia and I need a nutritional therapist, I'm going to go to Google and type in nutritional therapist Valencia. And what you want is you want to crop up, because the person who's typing nutritional therapist Valencia into the Google search bar is somebody who's serious, somebody who's done their research, somebody who's willing to invest financially into their health. And so focusing on getting that right and creating content with Google and SEO and your audience in mind is going to be much more financially rewarding than investing time, money, and energy into Instagram from a pure financial perspective.
Okay.
Am I making sense so far?
Yes. Yes.
Any questions?
No, not for now. Okay. It's very clear. Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing I would focus on is if you do have people who are interested, you know, genuinely interested in what you do on Instagram, and if you do have people who find you via Google, that you capture them. So these are people who have clicked through, who've gone through those extra three steps to click through to your website, to read your content. And what you want to do is to capture them. So that could be by having a video there that maybe, you know, myth busting the 10 biggest nutrition confusing facts or whatever, or 10 ways to decrease your inflammation, or 5 nutrients to focus on if you're going through chemotherapy. So whatever it is that you're focusing on, to create that content, and then maybe some of that can be free so that people can say, whoa, she actually knows what she's talking about. I'm interested. And then the next step would be for them to sign up to your email newsletter. And that way you have their details for when you do launch a book, or, you know, just once a month you can email them latest research or latest recipe or something unique, something fantastic that makes them feel comfortable in having shared their email address with you. And, you know, I always say this, like, it doesn't feel as sexy to focus on SEO and focus on a mailing list.
Yeah. But
from a kind of business perspective, and that's ultimately what you're running, it's really important.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So really thinking, so you could do something general, but, you know, use Instagram to inform, use Instagram and also your clients that you're already working with, people who have already sent their, you know, euros with you. So what are they saying? What are they finding helpful? Who's coming back for follow-up? What's making them come back? What are they feeding back to you that they find most helpful? What are they feeding back that they need more of? Do they need more recipes? Do they need more? Do you see what I mean? And all of that feeds into the free content you create on your blog, as well as the special opt-ins that lead to your creation of your mailing list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. And then Instagram is really, you know, you can use it in so many different ways. One is just for the people who have shown interest, even on your, you know, Googled you. So you can lead them to your Instagram to share recipes. You can, I think Instagram is really lovely to show who you are. You know, like, why would I come and work with you? Are you warm? Are you caring? Are you tough? Are you, you know, do you speak English? Do you, you know, all these things that maybe we cannot assess so well from a blog. That's, you know, that's what Instagram's there for, to show your personality, to chat, to build community. Yeah, that kind of thing. So I would kind of still really focus on Instagram, but in a different kind of way.
Okay. Yeah, maybe to show more of myself, you know.
Show more of yourself. And especially, you know, again, we're going back to, you want to grow your Instagram. And, you know, I read the questionnaire that you completed, and you said that one of the things that people really enjoy is if you kind of share a little bit more about you. So then share a little bit more about you. You know, if that's what people are responding to, then, and if growth is what you're, you know, keen to do, then, you know, listen to your audience and provide them with more that they find helpful and that puts them at ease and that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Good so far?
Yeah. Yeah. Very okay. good.
And then the next thing was, you shared a couple of Instagram accounts that you really love. Mm-hmm. And I just picked out two randomly. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the Tiny Canal Cottage and the other one was Nutrition Stripped. And the big difference between them and you is, so Tiny Canal Cottage has 2,000 posts, near to 2,000 posts, and Nutrition Stripped has got 5,000 posts. Mm-hmm. And you have 219.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, if you'd like to grow your Instagram, then share more content.
Yeah.
Create more content. And especially if you're seeing clients, like, what are you learning from them? What, you know, what can you share? You can, you don't just have to do the, you know, photos. You can do little videos of you saying, today I saw somebody who came in with gut inflammation and we talked about kombucha and mm-hmm. here's how you make it, or I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I just think it, there needs to be a nice rhythm in you posting and posting okay. more and posting more frequently.
Yeah.
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 For that growth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's important. Do you think it's important to have it like a schedule, or it's better to just put things every day? And
it kind of, I think everybody works differently. Yeah. I do like to have a schedule and I like to plan. So usually what I do is maybe like at the end of the week, I kind of think about what I want my grid to look like. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, usually have some pictures that I have, you know, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then I decide when and how I'm going to post them. Mm-hmm. So it just gives me, and then I have an app that I use. It's called Unum. I don't know if you've heard of it. U-N-U-M. I'll pop it in the show notes anyways.
Okay, perfect.
But I really like using that because I can see in advance what my grid's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And then I can move pictures around and then decide what comes next so that visually it flows quite nice. I personally like it. But for example, I never plan my captions. So I always write those fresh in the moment, kind of what comes into my mind, because I want it to be just how I genuinely feel.
Okay.
Except if, say, if I have to do a promotional post, or if I have something to sell, or, you know, if I have a specific aim in mind, mm-hmm. then I know, okay. And usually then if that happens, I try and choose my strongest image to convey that message.
Yeah. So
for you, for example, if you're doing a special offer, like 10 nutritional consultations for half price or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a business one. So that's, and then in terms of, you know, really putting on your business hat and your marketing hat, then I would suggest that the best image that you have lined up, that you use that mm-hmm. to convey that message.
Okay.
So that's how I do. But, you know, everybody does it differently. Some people already plan out all their captions in advance. Some people snap in the moment. It's kind of really about what's going to make it most likely for you to post.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know, like, what do you feel would work best for you?
It's, the thing is that it, for me, it's a little bit, I find a little bit difficult to post sometimes, because I'm not a very, so it's difficult for me to maybe to share mm-hmm. some my intimacy or things, you know, more personal for me. Yes. Yeah. So or it's hard for me to sell myself, to know maybe my experience and how many years I have studied, or my science-based careers or things like that. You know, it's very difficult for me to like to sell myself, you know. Why? I find it difficult. So so that's why I don't...
Like, how does it make you feel?
So, like I try to get money from the people, and I feel bad about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So...
Why?
I don't know. Maybe... I don't know. I don't know why. That's mm-hmm. that's the truth.
That's how... like you had to spend money to get your degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive. No, let me be honest. Like, I understand what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is the way that it's not that I go, oh, I love to sell, you know, market. Yeah. Like, no, like I get it. But what I would say is I would maybe look at it in a different way. So, so what helps me a lot is I create lots of free content.
Mm-hmm.
And so like maybe I post 10 pictures or 9, 10, 11 pictures where I don't sell a workshop and I don't sell my nutritional consultations or I don't sell my Instagram mentoring. And then my 11th post, I said, hey, by the way, I've got a workshop and I'd love you to come.
Yeah.
And so, sorry, I feel if I've created 10 beautiful posts that inspire or free content, or I'm doing a cookbook giveaway, or I've done a, you know,
podcast episode.
Like, then I feel I've earned the right
to
present what I have to offer.
Okay.
And so maybe that's going to help you. So if you're sharing lots of free recipes, lots of tips, you know, you really bring value with each and every post. And then the 10th post out of that is, hey, by the way, you know, if you are struggling with gut issues or if you have inflammation, you know, this is what I offer. And the package today is 10 sessions for half price. You know, boom. And then if they want to take it, great. If they don't want to take it, that's fine too.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the second thing is we also think that when we put something out there that everybody sees it. If I put my workshop, like it's so funny because I have like, as you, I don't know if you know, but I have the food photography challenge that I run like three a year. And I feel like that's all I talk about. It's like, oh my God, if I hear myself talk about my free food photography challenge one more time, I'm going to shoot myself. And then every time I'll get an email, somebody, I didn't know you were doing this. How did I miss this? I didn't know. Nobody told me. Why didn't you say? This is so unfair. Every time.
Yeah.
And it's just because we're so, again, this goes back to we're so in our head and we feel that, you know, everybody else knows and everybody else feels exactly like us. But people have lives. They have children. They have jobs. They forget to check into Instagram. They didn't read the letter. They, do you know what I mean? So it's your opportunity just to inform people that this is a wonderful opportunity to work with you. Mm-hmm. They may just not know it. And, you know, what a shame if they've got gut issues and they don't have a chance to work with somebody as knowledgeable and experienced as you. You know, like you're almost robbing them of the opportunity to find good health.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at it like that, it becomes a little bit easier.
Easier. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, especially if you think about cancer, you know, a lot of people won't, all they have access to is the traditional path, which is fine, which is great. But if they want to know how to go through chemo and have a diet that supports them through that process, I mean, you know, this people can get really desperate. Like, where do you go? You know, where do you go? And it would be lovely if they would be have the opportunity to find you.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, and I believe a lot in what I do, and so I need to focus in this because I think that I do a lot of good things for people, and also I put my heart on it, so I do it from my heart. You know, I need to. You know, to have a business because I need to live.
Yes.
But the things that I put my heart and I try to do to give them a lot of things and a lot of information, and you know, I try to do my best for all of them.
Exactly. So, and you know, I'm sure you're wonderful, wonderful to work with, and people need to have the opportunity and to know about it. So, you know, I'm not suggesting you write it in every caption on Instagram, but once every 10 posts or so, please let people know what's available and what you've got. And especially if you've got planning on having books and mm-hmm. courses, you know, marketing and sales. Like we have to grow a little bit more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you know, if you're not going to promote your products,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that for you.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I know it sucks. But yeah. It's an important part. It's an important yes. part.
Yes.
Great. So is that helpful so far?
Yes. Very, very helpful.
Now, my other thing is I can see that you've got some Instagram stories and mm-hmm. I'd love to know a little bit more about how often you use it and how kind of what you've decided to save in your highlights and if you can talk me through that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I started to use stories not so many months ago, mm-hmm. and I try to put things every day. Mostly the things that I have for dinner or for breakfast or for lunch, mm-hmm. and also I publish like maybe some nutritional or science related papers. You know, related with nutrition and health and try and so to.
Can I just ask, like, when you share the science related papers, like, how do you share that?
I put this, the abstract of the paper and okay. then I put the, maybe, like a sentence with the conclusion and with the important thing that this study are telling to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe also put things, conclusions from my job maybe, or things that I believe that define maybe my work. For example, don't focus on symptoms, just focus on causes. And when you find the cause, you will find the solution, you know, mm-hmm. and things like that. And mostly this, and sometimes personal things like my dogs, and when I, mm-hmm. When I go to my dogs to have a walk or in the beach or things like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's it, I think.
And yeah. Is that usually like, so you don't, do you ever talk to camera?
No.
How do you feel about that?
I feel I have also a YouTube channel.
Okay, which I didn't know from your Instagram bio.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, so you're comfortable talking to camera and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Great. So I would start doing that a little bit more, but not, I mean, you're very welcome to say, hey, I'm Anna, I'm going to go and walk my dogs.
Uh-huh.
But I think if we use it, you know, if we think about this sort of in the business context,
uh-huh.
you know, what I would like to see rather than see an abstract of a science piece, like as a client, I'd much rather have you go, I read a science piece in this newspaper and okay. these are the three key takeaways, mm-hmm. whatever, have more turmeric, eat more fiber. I don't know what the takeaways yes. are, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then maybe say, and now there's a recipe with those things, mm-hmm. you know, on my Instagram grid. Mm-hmm. You know, like make it, tie it in with what you do and,
yeah.
you know, like be, again, a little bit more kind of intentional, I think. A little mm-hmm. bit more intentional about how you use your stories and how you, it's an opportunity for you to show your expertise again. And I mean, unless those papers are going down a storm, my sense would be that you just condensing it and presenting your, you know, yourself in the process is mm-hmm. going to probably be more, it's going to be easier for people to approach that and to digest that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All those little things
mm-hmm.
kind of will help you kind of grow more. But, you know, growth is slow on Instagram at the moment. That's also the reality.
Yeah.
But posting regularly, commenting, communicating with your audience, using Instagram stories, creating mm-hmm. that better, more specific bio, telling people what you have to offer, sharing your expertise, all of that. Not only will you grow, but most importantly, you want to grow with the right audience. You
know? Okay.
And yeah. by doing those things, all of those things are going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Now, I know we have a few minutes left. And mm-hmm. so I wanted to just be sure if there were any other things that we haven't covered mm-hmm. that you wanted to explore.
Okay. I wonder if you think that hashtags are important, because I use hashtags, but I put normally the same words in my post. So I don't know if how important are they?
Yes. So I think, you know, Instagram is always changing. And so mm-hmm. I can tell you something today, and then in 3 months' time, it will change, right?
Okay.
So take that with a pinch of salt. But yes, I think, do you have your Instagram as a business account? Or is it personal profile?
I don't know. I think it's a personal profile.
Okay. Because when you have a business account, what it...
It's a business account. Okay. I changed it in some months ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you set it in business account and you have like your photo on, and then you can almost swipe up and mm-hmm. then it'll give you the stats, and then you can see how many people found you through your hashtags. And mm-hmm. I have to be honest, I don't look that often, but I would still say that a good percentage of people find me through the hashtags. So it's okay. Definitely still important. Whether it's going to continue to be as important, or whether the strength of the hashtags is going to change or whatever, you know, that's to be seen. What I would say is, I would very strongly advise against always using the same hashtags.
Okay.
And there's kind of two reasons for that. One is that maybe like a year or two ago, Instagram was penalizing people who were using the same hashtags over and over because they read that as a sign of you being a spam account.
Okay.
So, you know, because that's a spam account, they just cut and paste and post, cut and paste mm-hmm. and post. And so the kind of general consensus was to mix and match and just mix it up quite a bit. And mm-hmm. I would definitely advise that. But then also, again, from a more strategic perspective, what I always say to clients is, it's kind of like the way I look at hashtags, it's like mm-hmm. you being given free ad space in a magazine. So you can put an ad in the magazine called plant-based, hashtag plant-based, mm-hmm. and you can do that every single day, or you can place it once in plant-based and then tomorrow you do a different magazine and then again back. And so you have an opportunity to find different people, or for different people to find you.
Okay.
And so I like to mix it up. There's some that I use a lot, like hashtag plant-based. I use that a lot.
Yeah.
But most of the others, I kind of like to, you know, mix it up mm-hmm. every once in a while. So I would definitely advise that. And then using the hashtags as a magazine analysis, like analogy again, mm-hmm. like if you have the opportunity to get 30 free ad posts in a magazine, mm-hmm. would you say, actually, no, I'm just going to use 10?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to do that. You're going to be like, yeah. Yes, if I have 30 opportunities to advertise my business for free, I'm going to take it. So I really advise people to use as many hashtags,
okay.
up to 30 as they can, because it's just a missed opportunity otherwise for people to discover you. I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. So you're doing kind of 15 or 16, maybe yeah. up it to 20 or, you know, 20 to 25.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just more opportunity for people to find you.
Okay.
And then the last thing, looking at your hashtags, lots of them are, I'm going to press on one of them now. So you use the hashtag health, for example.
Yeah.
So I'm going to press on that now. And then what Instagram does is it tells me how many people have used that hashtag. Okay. So 92,597,586
okay.
photos have used the hashtag health.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I try and do is I try generally to stay away from really big hashtags.
Okay.
Very, very general ones.
Okay.
So I would veer more towards healthy vegan or healthy plant-based or something that's a little bit more niche towards what you're specializing in and where you have more of an opportunity to be discovered and where more of the people who need your services will be looking. So plant-based, I think, is a great one. And I'm just going to tap on it now to see what Instagram comes back with. But I don't think it has quite as many as 92 million.
Yeah.
What it says. Yeah. So yeah, so I try, well, it has 20 million. But personally, I'd rather post there than under health.
Okay.
Perfect. And I try to actually stick with things that are a million max. I prefer actually smaller ones. I really like smaller ones. Just because it's easier for people to discover me. And I hope it was helpful just to spark some thoughts.
Yes, very helpful.
Yes. Yeah. And then please keep me posted. I'm going to follow you now, but please keep me posted on how things go and let me know if I don't see it. Just give me a nudge when you've updated your Instagram bio. I'd love to see it.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yes? I'm going to do it as soon as possible. Yes. I think it's a very important thing, and you're totally right in that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Anna. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Kimberly. Bye.
How generous is Anna to allow you and enable you to listen in on her struggles, but also the learning points that she was able to walk away with. Her hope and my hope is that they will assist you in fine-tuning and perfecting your Instagram strategy. If, like Anna, you would like to work with me on your Instagram strategy and are open to having other people listen in like Anna did here on the podcast, you'd like to be on the podcast with an Instagram mentoring session, I am now taking applications. In exchange for sharing our session together, you get 50% off your one-to-one session. So if that sounds like something you would be open to and you would like the chance to work with me at a reduced rate and have the opportunity to be discovered by other people who enjoy what you do, then please get in touch. My email is kimberly@thelittleplantation.co.uk or send me a quick DM on Instagram where I'm known as The Little Plantation. If you'd like to work with me on your Instagram strategy but wish to keep it private and secret, remember I will pop the link to my Instagram mentoring page in the show notes for this episode, episode 24. You can also, again, send me an email and I'd be happy to send you further details. As mentioned at the start of this podcast, I have a masterclass that I'm running on July 13th. And as I'm recording this, there is still a spot left, but as this goes out, it may have sold out. Either way, get in touch. And if you cannot make it onto this one, I will be running another masterclass in the autumn, and I'll be sure to get in touch when that launches. Here in this episode, Anna and I mentioned other food accounts on Instagram, other bloggers, resources, all sorts. That, as well as links to all of Anna's social network channels and everything you'd ever wanted to know in connection to this episode, can be found in the show notes for this episode. Right, I am off to pick up my son from school. He doesn't want me to be late, I am sure, and I will be back in a couple of weeks. I'm not going to tell you when. You got to subscribe to the podcast, remember, to get the next bonus episode for the summer. And between then and now, if you let me know if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please get in touch on Instagram. I always love hearing from podcast listeners. Share this episode on your stories. I'll be back in your earbuds in a couple of weeks' time. Until then. Before I leave you, I wanted to say thank you so, so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I also wanted to let you know that this podcast was brought to you by my free creative community, the Eat, Capture, Share Creative Community on Facebook, formerly known as the Food Photo Insta Creative Community, and I'd love for you to join. I will pop the details on how you can join my creative community in the show notes, so do go and check it out. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, it means so much if you can rate, review, and subscribe. All those things will help the podcast to grow and to reach the right audience. And yeah, you'd kind of make my day. All right, see you soon. Take care. Bye.